everybody, and welcome to the FinOps Nexus podcast. I'm your host, John Meyer, and joining me today is Nicole Olskin, who's a director of FinOps at the CME Group, and also Eric Lamb, who's the head of Cloud FinOps at Google Cloud. Nicole, Eric, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, today's topic is educational rollout of FinOps practices in a mature enterprise. And before we get there, help me understand the relationship between CME Group and Google Cloud. Eric?
Yeah, sure. CME has signed a 10-year partnership with Google Cloud a few years back to really help transform the entire industry in the capital markets derivative exchange space. And through that transformation, so one of the early capabilities is to help create and build a cloud FinOps function within CME. And so we started this journey a few years back already. The first step in this journey is to really help CME Group understand what is Cloud FinOps. And then two is then create a set of capabilities and toolings so that CME Group, Nicole and her team can better get a understanding of how GCP spends are being consumed overall. And then finally, with the capability in place, the functions being set up, then how do we actually drive the culture change and awareness and visibility, changing the mindsets of the engineers and developers across CME?
Nicole, changing the mindset of developers and engineers, here's what I'm envisioning, and we've talked about a lot of this in the past and in previous episodes, is that developers and engineers now have the ability to click a button and cost the company millions of dollars. And the mindset beforehand was everything's already paid for and allocated over a 3 to 5 year term. Now with an engineer, they purchase it, they can be charged almost instantaneously. How is that mindset within your company and how are you approaching this?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it starts with education, right? So you're not going to actually get anywhere unless we're getting in front of these folks and talking about this. And to Eric's point, we are starting off with this educational rollout. You know, in a lot of cases, people are hearing the term FinOps for the first time, right? So we're having to discuss what the actual mission is, who we are, what we're doing, why we're here. And I think that's a big part of this just entrance and exploration into getting folks to actually start wrapping their brains around this different mindset. And you have to start somewhere, right? And so that's where we've begun this educational rollout. Yeah. And we have done a lot of brainstorming. We've done a lot of thinking through what the message should be when it comes to this rollout, because it is the first time we're touching these people. And I think it's really important to... It's progress over perfection, right? So we are starting this rollout and we're making sure that we're touching on the topics that can gain attention, but not be overwhelming. And so to answer your question, I think it's really the cultural change that we're starting to shift towards and just the tip of the iceberg so far.
Yeah. You're helping people understand what FinOps is. Mm-hmm. Eric has written so many articles, some posts on it, shared so much content around FinOps. I think it's a great partnership for him to help in the educational aspect of it. But how do you really approach somebody and say, hey, listen, we're going to start doing FinOps here. And they look at you like, yeah, sure. This is just another internal project. We're just gonna how do you approach that?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's a challenge, right? And I'm brand new to this, mm-hmm. by the way. I just started in February. So previous to this, I was in finance for a market data division. And so I'm learning as I go along. And I think the cultural change is multi-pronged, right? Like trying to get in front of these folks in a different multifaceted way to make sure that we're getting that message across. I think is super, super key. And it's not just one way. Like in my mind there, and what we're doing is and trying to prepare is a strategy around getting this message across. But also it has to be interesting to them, right? So all of a sudden they're having to pay attention to something that they've never had to pay attention to before. We want them to be engaged in it. It is their responsibility. It's all of our responsibilities. But I think, trying to interest them in a way, but also understand that they kind of hold a lot of that agency is really, really important. And I think, yeah, so far, mm-hmm. yeah.
And I think what CME is doing is what, Nicole also mentioned is, you want to take a more of a iterative process, crawl, walk, run, right? And starting with getting the engineers to understand the purpose of why FinOps is so important at CME Group and why it's important to them and their current role. I think that's the key to getting that people to care about FinOps, right? In the past, you know, as engineers or developers, you know, they have all those servers and capacities readily available to them. They don't really have to think about it. But now for every single service that's being consumed on the cloud, there's a cost implications. So getting ahead of that and having bring that awareness to them and showing them why it's important that they should care and they should care now, I think that's the key to getting this program started and the whole training enablement program.
Yeah, and I will say too that the rollout is phased, but there are different audiences, right? So we're actually starting off with a certain particular audience, and that happens to be portfolio managers, product owners, product managers and product owners. And we're also at the same time, I don't know if we've mentioned this, but we're rolling out the product operating model at the same time that we're actually migrating to the cloud. So there's a lot of things going on. It's,
you know, a lot of moving parts. Not only to manage that, but the cost implications of it and then implementing FinOps at the same time.
And so these folks that we're in front of right now have a hand in this, but the phase two of this, I think, is going to be more targeted audiences like the developers and the engineers. And we were talking about this earlier, the approach is very specific, right? So when I know when I'm training somebody, I used to train traders on using software, and you don't have a lot of time with their attention span, and you want to make sure you're getting the message across. I think being very specific in the way that we deliver the training and making it personal to what they're particularly working on at that time, right? We've got we've got portfolios at CME. And so when we're doing these trainings, we're picking projects and applications that are specific to the audience so they feel engaged, they know what we're talking about, and we're also giving them specific examples for recommendations and anomaly detection in those trainings. So it's not... yeah, it's not a canned version. It's very specific to them, and hopefully that helps the connection and understanding of what we're trying to do.
They feel ownership of that change. You're picking a project that feels close to them, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Something that they might have built, something that they work on day in and day out, and you can show them visually what those changes will do, whether it costs more or increasing or decreasing the cost. I think your background in finance, I'm learning so much more that more and more people come into FinOps from finance.
Yeah.
And I actually think that's awesome, because most of the time when you think of it like FinOps, it's an engineering type thing, and you're coming from the top down, which leads me to the next question. Your rollout phase, it seems like you're starting up top versus engineering. What was the decision on that?
Yeah, I think all roles are critical, right, and crucial. And I think the starting point was to introduce this to the folks that we're expecting them to kind of monitor the costs more frequently. So that is going to be the product owners, the portfolio managers, the ones that are on the business side in a lot of these cases. And so more of a top-down approach, because we feel this will come from the top down.
Yep.
So this making sure they understand what's going on here. And they don't need to know every, you know, nook and cranny of the FinOps, of the dashboards that we're looking, but they're able to look at that and say, all right, we're either increasing or the trends are actually, you know, going a certain way, and we need to bring this to the attention of the folks that are actually developing this. Yeah,
and I think the other path is then when you get that executive, you know, buy-in to roll out such a critical program, I think that's where the success is as well, because you get them to actually participate, get them to engage. And I think one of the things that we work with Nicole is to emphasize on, okay, not only make it purposeful and intentional to the training material, but also make it fun. So
yeah.
Throughout the training, we were very engaging, and we had trivias and so forth, so that, you know, also winners get prizes and swag. So I think that's also key to any training, is make it relevant, but also make it fun. And we try to infuse that sort of fun. And from the Google perspective, right, the Googliness of that, I think that's important.
Do they get the little Googler hat that they succeed.
Yeah. Nicole, fun prizes.
Yeah, actually, that would be nice to have that. I actually have the swag at home, by the way, the backpack and everything. So I should have brought that for that. Darn, that was a miss on my part. Nicole, were there any challenges when you first started implementing this?
It's just being implemented kind of as we speak. The challenges I would say so far are getting the right audience, getting participation in this, and you know, when people see the meeting invite, what is this topic? What is this? So, but as far as I wouldn't say there's a lot of challenges. I will say that we've had a lot of engagement in the actual trainings, and to Eric's point, like making it more interactive and fun is key to anybody that's trying to roll these types of things out. So making it personal, making it fun, making it interactive keeps that audience engaged. And then I think our challenges become afterwards, like, okay, so you showed me some Looker dashboards, you told me what FinOps is. Mm-hmm. So what? So now what do I do? Who's responsible for actually looking at these boards and doing something with them? And I think that's gonna be our challenge, just like any other firm is gonna have that similar challenge. Yeah.
Have there been some cases where you have to educate people on FinOps, or a lot of people engaging because they understand what it is, but just need to understand their role in it?
Yeah. I would say, I think it's mixed. I think there are some folks that have know a little bit about this, but I would say like more on the business side, those are folks that are needing to be a little bit more educated on what the FinOps mission is and what we're responsible for and how we're partners. So I think probably more on the developer side, they'd be more.
And I think in other cases as well, is they perhaps have been doing these FinOps related activities. That's part of the day-to-day already, right?
I just don't realize it that it's called FinOps.
Right, and I think that's also key. I think the other part to what Nicole mentioned is that, you know, the whole idea of getting these trainings out is drive awareness, but changing that culture and mindset is not easy, right? Especially with CME, having been on, you know, the on-prem within data centers, and now moving everything to the cloud, it's a big transformation. And these developers, engineers who have been operating on-prem for a long, long time, right? The education, the training part, it's about awareness. Once you understand, then slowly those mindset will change. And then we have to keep these training going, right? It's not like, okay, now we roll out this training and we're done, but there's gonna be more trainings to keeping that relevant content, evolving those content, because there's going to be new issues, new challenges, right? As you move to the cloud and things happen, you know, there's issues and so forth. So how do we keep it relevant? How to making sure that the developers and engineers are being kept abreast of all the new technology, right? Generative AI, for example, mm-hmm. right? Not to mention that, but I think that's key. So I think keep it relevant and keep evolving.
Nicole, how many phases are there? I'm assuming three phases for the program.
Yeah. I would say we're rolling this out in three phases. The first phase being the audience that I was talking about. The second phase probably more of a developer engineer. But to Eric's point, like this is going to become something that's consistent. And I think in my mind, the strategy becomes like bite-sized modules, right? So 20 minutes, 30 minutes, get in front of people again, early and often, so that they're understanding some of the changes that are being made. But then, you know, let's just talk about logging today. Let's talk about that service. Let's just talk.
So not overwhelm them, like throw everything at them and like, okay, go do FinOps.
Go do FinOps, exactly, yeah. And I also think training is just a part of the cultural change, right? There's a lot of ideas kind of rolling around in our heads and talking about, you know, some kind of programs where we could make ambassadors of FinOps in these actual portfolios or champions that are
recognition. You know, people that feel valued that they're doing something for the, and I think that provides not only your FinOps ambassador internally that's advocating for.
Exactly. And the motivation comes. And I think if people are interested in it and they're nominated to become these ambassadors, it becomes a little bit of a, you know, something new to learn, but also, becomes an extension of us so mm-hmm. that we're not the only ones and we don't feel like the police constantly bringing up this topic. So
hey, by the way, this report shows you this every morning. And they're like,
no, we want people to like us and to like
so
us.
So they can go access it. Nicole, you're in phase one. You're starting to implement in it. What's the feedback so far?
Feedback, actually, we are very specific and there's a lot of humility going on in the team. We are keen to ask, how was this, right? Nobody is pretending that we've nailed this. And so even at the end of our trainings, we're saying, you know, here's a QR code, tell us how we've done, how can we do better? And so the feedback so far has been like, thank you for the engagement. Thank you for making it personal. Really like those dashboards that you're showing us. And then other things are, some people are saying too, can you be even more specific in these trainings? Can you make it more about me? Which is fair. I think that's a really, really good feedback.
Correlated, right? And make them care a little bit more about it. Yeah. So we have phase one here. What's phase two look like?
Yeah, absolutely. I think phase two is going to be very, very specific to the developers and the engineers, right? So I think we pivot from an overall kind of here's what FinOps is to a very specific training. And the message is different, right? Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, so from evolving from what is FinOps to here's all the visibility, here's all your dashboard. Then when you talk to the engineer, it's like, okay, let's talk about logging. How do you optimize logging? Let's talk about BigQuery. How do you actually go in and look at BigQuery partitioning, clusterings, and so forth? Like, what are the key optimization techniques and approaches to those services, right? Those are the conversations we want to have with the engineers, educating them about it so that they continue to think through what we call the cost-aware architecture, right? So shifting those conversation left, like cost optimizations oftentimes is like a reactive approach. So we want them to start thinking about as they develop or design the applications, they already have those sort of perspective. And I think that's key to the next phase of that training.
Yeah, and I think the memo there is, you know, deploy, review, optimize. Like that needs to kind of start happening. And we're in the, you know, early phases of migration. We've got a ways to go. And so I think that just starting, making sure that message is getting across every time you're touching something, every time we're talking to these folks, I think that's really key. Yeah.
Nicole, how important is executive buy-in when trying to implement this at a large scale within a company?
It's critical, right? We all know that, right? Yeah. To me, it's becoming more obvious how critical it is, because what I'd like to prevent, and everybody in our team and the Google staff's helping us, is to prevent that bill shock, right? So that's the scary part. And I think just getting these inroads in to help prevent that as much as we possibly can, so that it doesn't have to be something that is a shock, but also helping the shareholders, stakeholders understand that message too, is that we don't want you guys to be in this situation as well. We want to make sure we can get as much efficiency as possible. And so I think it's critical. Yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, John, that's a great question. When as we work with CME and many other enterprise companies as well, three key reasons why FinOps often fail, right? One, 100% to your point, lack of executive buy-in. Two, I think it's important to also understand that it's a cultural and mindset shift. So the whole training, the awareness, getting those educations programmed to the engineers, to the product owners very early on is very, very critical. And the third piece of it is it's an iterative approach. Right, so the crawl, walk, run, don't try to boil the oceans, right, all at once. Bite-sized learning, like Nicole mentions, make it relevant to the people who you want to train and enable, and then be very targeted to those audience. Those are the key sort of recipe, if you will, right, that we see to successfully drive FinOps at scale. Because we have seen a lot of companies that, yes, we are doing FinOps, but their challenge is how do we actually roll this out and changing that mindset. And I think where CME is starting with having FinOps very early on in their cloud transformation journey, getting that executive buy-in, and now rolling this out to change the mindset, they're doing all the right things.
Eric, back about 10 years ago when DevOps came out, right? Yep. that was a mindset only to change for engineers. Mm-hmm. You didn't have to go to executives to say, hey, yeah. listen, we want to do DevOps, because yeah. they're like, we don't care. Go do what you need to do. So yeah. you can just implement it. And people are a little apprehensive about implementing sure. this culture and right. DevOps. Now yeah. DevOps is ingrained everywhere. Yeah. You can say DevOps and people yeah. understand it and kind of work towards right. it. You don't have to talk to executives.
Right.
How do you talk to executives to say, you need to start implementing FinOps? And they're yeah. like, not another program. But how do you approach this and help Nicole talk to her executives and make sure that it is a value add to the company
yes.
and will help them visually see everything?
Yeah, I think one key word that you mentioned there is the value, right? So FinOps, a lot of conversation I had initially with customers, like, hey, it's about cost savings, cost optimizations, but ultimately changing that narrative to how do you drive business value and drive that sustainable way is very important. And FinOps is the way to do that. So when we talk to executives regarding why you need FinOps, primarily is to have that conversation on ensuring that you have that sustainable financial value in place, ensuring that you are using the cloud services in the most cost-efficient manner. And the third piece is, it's a culture change. So having that executive buy-in then become very, very important, right? So those are the key things that we talk to executive oftentimes, like, hey, we can bring the world-class engineering and technologies to help you innovate and scale up your business, but ensuring that you're able to maximize the business value, FinOps is going to be a fundamental sort of practice and discipline that you need within your organization. It's just as important as you need security in the cloud, you need FinOps.
Yeah, and I think creating context has been, that is one feedback point that we got back was, okay, so you've shown me my costs. Well, give me context. Is it more than the other projects are spending? Is it less? And I think as we kind of set that tone and the executives start to understand kind of, here's what I'm responsible for as far as my portfolio. Oh, wow, that portfolio is not spending as much. It's not competition, but you want your P&L to be the best, right? You want the profit margins to be there. And so I think that's part of our training too, is making sure they understand, like, what am I spending? Is that normal? Is that yeah. on
helping
target?
Helping to understand the value like, between different projects,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
okay, so I'm spending $1 million here. Great. Well, I'm spending $1 million on this project.
Right.
Great, but what's the value of this project to the company?
Yeah.
And so really, does it even matter at that point? Because right. it's making me $10 million, you know, like, I think helping yeah. that understand is definitely valuable to everybody.
Yeah, and it's not the only thing that drives executive buy-in, but it is a portion of it where they're making sure that they are delivering, right, to Eric's mm-hmm. point, the business value, but then how does it compare to inside and outside CME? And I think that's a critical point too. Yeah.
It helps them understand where they lie, not only internally on the use of the cloud, how well they're using it, how efficiently they're using it within the company. Obviously, there's always room for improvement,
yeah.
but kind of putting a benchmark around
sure.
it. So that's one of the things with FinOps, is that you're yeah. benchmarking not only internally, but externally, if you can, if it's available.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And that draws people's attention often, I think, is when they're in comparison to a benchmark, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nicole, before I wrap things, I have two more questions for you. And so you've been FinOps, and you said since February, and I wanna, no, I actually, so there's nothing wrong
How am
with
I doing?
It. You have an outside perspective for those who might've been doing some of it. How is your understanding of the value of FinOps when you first started to now?
Ooh, that's a really great question. First of all, I have to say that from the moment I started, like, I've loved this topic. I love it so much because so much can be affected, right? So much can change. And we're coming in from the ground up, right? It's being built, you know, as we speak. And so I think my first initial impression was it might be a little bit, it's obviously going to be challenging, but I think at this point I'm realizing how very challenging this actually is and how creative we actually have to be in order to get this culture to change. But being mindful and thoughtful and I think there's a time and place for urgency, right? There's, you know, we like to work within the guardrails of urgency, but not having to always use urgency as the method to which to get people to react. And I think that's really, really important, is that we're looked at as partners, helping and aiding and changing that culture.
Yeah, I think what I have seen with CME is very impactful, right? The activities and initiatives being rolled out by the FinOps team, you see that immediate result, the immediate change and impact, whether it's cost savings, getting that developer to act on it, or getting executive to buy in, things like that. Those immediate results you can see right away. I think that's what keep it engaging and keep it exciting as well, because whatever you do, it's, you know, to Nicola's point, it impacts entire organizations.
Getting developers to care throughout the entire process. And we talked about so many variations of not only connecting with them, but making it relevant to them. And it's the value, mm-hmm. right? Because an engineer once never had to care. They just deployed it out, used right. it, used what resource they had. And now when they go outside of it, you know, the bill is important, but the value to the company is more important than driving that business value throughout the company. Nicole, this is going to be a challenging question for you. Okay, Eric, close your ears. No, I have to say, talk to me, and what's next for CME Group and Google? I mean, you got this project you're working on, phase one, if it's just phase two, phase three, but I see a better together story here, a great partnership.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been a very strong partnership. And how this has affected the change has been great with Eric and his staff. And I think the next steps are just to continue producing methods in which to change the culture. That's going to be the focus, right? We need to make sure that we're all hands on deck, keep the momentum, because we have momentum right now and we want to run with that. Mm-hmm. And I think designing a strategic plan around what we're going to do next is critical, right? We've got our phases, we've got phase one, two, but what's after that? How do we keep this going? And measuring whether or not we're actually creating success, right? We can roll this out as long as we want, but if we're not actually checkpointing and making sure that this is working, then we need to course correct if it's not. So I think that would be one.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, we see FinOps is not a destination, right? It's not like once you get there and you're done. It's a continuous journey. Mm-hmm. There's always opportunity to evolve and optimize and be more efficient. I think, you know, in working with CME, you know, getting that awareness and culture change, I think certainly that's important. What's next is, okay, now everyone has that visibility, understand what it's all about. Now let's talk about efficiencies, right? So that whole unit economics aspect of it, right? Make it relevant to the business, right? How does the underpaying cloud spend gonna impact to the business revenues and their targets? I think those will become an evolving conversations. And then helping those engineers, like, hey, as you deploy those applications, this is how you're impacting the business revenue. I think that's going to be the next evolution of you know, the conversations that we're going to have.
I agree.
All right, everybody, I got to wrap this up. Nicole, thank you so much for joining me. It was an awesome conversation.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Don. This was a blast. I'm really glad we got a chance to get in front of you and talk about this. Thank you.
I really appreciate you doing this here at FinOpsX. I mean, this has been enlightful. I appreciate understanding the conversation, the in-depth knowledge between the two of you. Eric, thank you so much for joining me, as always.
Yeah, thanks for having me again.
Yeah.
All right, everybody, this has been an awesome FinOps Nexus podcast. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, and notify, because guess what? We're out of here.